Pennsylvania today, and he's going to do a three-stop tour. He's going to focus on how he's continuing to help the American people, and you'll hear directly from him today. That's his focus. His focus is on the American people. Don't have anything else.
It's been 11 days since the World Central Kitchen's, the investigation into the World Central Kitchen strike was released. Why is the U.S. review of that report taking so long?
We're still taking a look at that. We haven't come to any conclusions one way or another about it. I think you can expect we want to do this in a thoughtful way.
I heard what you said earlier that, you know, Israel's response will be its own. But has Israel told the U.S. what it's planning to do at this point?
I will refer you to the Israelis to speak to their decision-making process. That's really for them to speak to, not us.
To go back to Ukraine for a second, John, what's the situation on the ground? How under stress is the Ukrainian military?
It's incredible, the stress that they're under, particularly in the Donbas area where the Russians continue to push west out of Avdiivka. They keep making, it's not a lot of progress every day, but it's a little bit of progress every day. They're pushing back against the deeper defensive lines of the Ukrainians. And it's not just in the east, there's some movement down in the south as well. But just as critically, over Saturday night when we were watching 300 missiles and drones getting launched from Iran into Israel, Mr. Putin was still firing those same Iranian drones and missiles into Ukraine at various sites, knocking out their energy infrastructure, going after the defense industrial base. So it's a very active scene in Ukraine, and the need is acute there as well, which is why we said earlier we wouldn't support a standalone Israel bill, that because it wouldn't account for what Ukraine needs. Now, again, the speakers put forward a proposal that would factor into Ukraine, so we'll have to see what that looks like.
Yesterday, Ukraine's president gave an interview to PBS News in which he wondered why, essentially, allies could not shoot down missiles over Ukraine. Similar, he gave the example to Iran, and he raised that in the interview.
And I mentioned this yesterday, I think. I mean, it's a different fight altogether. The president has been very clear that there won't be U.S. boots on the ground. The United States will not get involved in a combat role in the war in Ukraine. It's a different fight. We have long said we're not going to be involved in a combat role in Ukraine. The president's been very, very, very consistent on that.
Is the difference just because Russia has nukes?
We've been very consistent on that. It's a different fight altogether, different set of circumstances.
Because of the nuclear issue or because of, like, different?
Different set of circumstances.
Any update on the Rafah meeting?
No update on the meeting to speak to today, Steve. We're still hoping to have another round. I will add that after the virtual meeting, there were technical talks at a lower level on the staff. Those talks continue between the Israelis and the United States, and we're hoping to get another meeting on for Rafah here in coming days, but I don't have anything on the schedule.
Has there been any communications with Iran since the attack happened over the weekend?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay.
What was the president's reaction to the protests about Gaza yesterday that shut down major thoroughfares in big cities?
I had a chance to speak to the president about his personal reaction to that, and I think Corrine has already talked very much about the protest activity, and I'll leave it to her. Thank you.
Will the president talk about the U.S. steel-Nippon merger at all when he's in Pennsylvania?
So, look, I don't have anything to share about that, but obviously the president's commitment to steel workers continues, and Stan, he's a union guy, but I don't have anything to share about tomorrow's event. We'll certainly have more later today. We'll have a press call, so I would urge you and your colleagues to certainly join the press call later today.
Do you know when the last time it was the president spent the night in his hometown?
The last time he's been to Scranton?
The night?
Oh, that's a good question. I do not know. I can find out for you.
To what extent is this sort of a homecoming for him, going back to his hometown?
I think you'll hear it directly from the president. This is a homecoming for sure. I had an opportunity to talk to him about it this morning. Going back to Scranton is always feels good to go see where he spent a lot of his childhood. And so you all will be able to see that directly. I got to be careful because it is that portion is a campaign portion. So I would certainly refer you to the campaign. But it always feels good to be back in Pennsylvania. Always feels good to be back to Scranton for this president.
Inflation has been a stubborn concern for a lot of Americans. Does the president think that his tax plans will, help alleviate some of those concerns by, pulling more taxes from the wealthy?
So the president's tax cuts for working families and the middle class are fully paid for by making billionaires and big corporations pay for their fair share. His tax plan would lower costs for families with lower taxes, lower health care costs, and lower utility bills. That's the president's focus. And unfortunately, what we're seeing from congressional Republicans, they want to give big tax breaks for billionaires and corporations. They see a total opposite way of giving Americans breathing room. They're not doing that, and we're trying to do that.
I guess what I'm trying to say is Americans are concerned about inflation. The president wants to raise taxes on the wealthy and corporations. How is that addressing their concerns about the economy?
Our focus when it comes to the economy, we say this all the time, is building economy from the bottom up, middle out, and making sure that we're continuing to lower costs. That's the thing, right? That is the thing that Americans care about when we talk about the economy. How do we lower costs? And this is something that the president has continued to do over the last 3 years, right? Whether it's healthcare from, you know, beating big pharma, whether it's doing everything that we can to lower the cost at the gas pumps because of Ukraine, because of COVID. And so he's going to stay really focused on that. You hear us talk about junk fees. And so, look, that's going to be his focus, continue to do that. I do want to say, I think we had confirmed that the president spoke to Speaker Johnson, and Speaker Johnson shared the plan with him. Obviously, we're going to look at the details of that plan. But you heard from the Admiral, you heard from the National Security Council, you heard from the president over the weekend how important it is to move forward with that for getting aid to Ukraine. And obviously,
was it accurate that Speaker Johnson initiated the call? I believe he told Fox News he called the president.
Yes, I can confirm that. I just don't want to go into details of the call. And the speaker did share the plan with the president.
Splitting it in four pieces seems kind of risky, right? I mean,
look, we want to be super mindful. We're going to see the details of what he is planning. But we've been really clear. We want to see all of the parts that the president has talked about, getting that really important funding for Ukraine, Israel, Indo-Pacific, obviously that humanitarian aid that's needed. Right now, dire situation in Gaza, as we've talked about. We do not want to see a standalone. We want to see all of these components move forward. But we want to be super mindful here. We're going to see the details, what's in writing, the details of the plan. But obviously, we want to see what the speaker has to share.
A second Republican, House Republican, endorsed the motion to vacate against Speaker Johnson over the Ukraine funding. If the speaker does push forward with this, you know, effort to get the Ukraine aid, would the president recommend Democrats come to his aid if there's a challenge to his leadership?
Justin, I get this question often, and we've been very consistent. We don't get involved when it comes to congressional leadership, how they choose their leadership. That is something for Congress to decide on. And obviously, you know, Leader Jeffries, who is the Democratic leader in the House, that's something for he and his caucus to decide. I just don't want to get involved. We've been very, or speak to it, we've been very, very clear about that. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.